Easy isn't lazy. I'll say it again. Easy isn't lazy. Making things easy, having an easy life, doesn't mean you're lazy. Maybe the ultimate leadership hack is figuring out how to simplify things, how to reduce and remove the friction in things. And yet, again and again, we seem bound and determined to try to make it harder than it needs to be. Why is that? Why do we make things harder? Where does that come from? Why do we overcomplicate things? I think a lot of us are worried about getting it right. We're worried about screwing things up. We have fears about things that make us overcomplicate and screw things up. Let me tell you a story. I had a client team some years ago, and they wanted to be a scaling up company, right? They read the book. First, the CEO read the book, or an investor recommended it. Then the CEO read the book. Then he had the team read the book. They're all like, it's great. This is great. We want to be a company like this. So they hired me. And I came in, and they had big goals for the company. They were going to go on an acquisition growth strategy. And they had essentially a SaaS service in the HR space. And they had already begun to do some acquisitions. They're like, we love this. We want to be a scaling up company. And then we went to implement things like the daily huddle and to tune up the weekly meetings. And all of a sudden, people resisted. And there's a whole variety of resistance to it. And the CEO struggled with what to do with the resistance. The first resistance was around the daily huddle. The feedback on the daily huddle is, listen, I'm right in the middle of my work. I am busy, I'm engaged, and you're interrupting my workflow for this little short meeting. So there are a couple things going on there. One, the leader struggled with like being insistent or being willing to be clear and unwavering in their commitment to being a scaling up company. They recognize the fundamental nature of a value of having things like a daily huddle, but they struggled with the actual reality of it. So the team's resisting doing the thing. They felt like the meeting was trivial and they weren't getting into things. And yet, one of their main complaints, especially for a company that was doing a lot of acquisitions, was that they were in silos, right? So they came in from different companies, they operated in different companies, not only even in the same office, and they weren't synced up, they weren't on the same page. They couldn't help each other solve problems. They were all operating independently, working on solving their problems independently, and that got them into trouble. With the weekly meeting, right? We call our meeting the 4D weekly meeting, and we go into some basic things there to get on track and to follow and execute on the 13-week quarterly plan. It's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. You can add things to it to make it your own, but the team resisted the basic structures of it and wanted to change everything about it, each of them having a different idea about some meeting or something that they'd done somewhere before in some other team or at some other point that they'd learned. And so they argued over terminology and agendas and all sorts of other details, like the timing of that. Each of them worrying about getting it right. Meanwhile, they're not progressing on their quarterly priorities, right? They're not advancing things. They're getting stuck in different areas. So they're resisting the weekly meeting and operating in silos, and they're resisting the structures of the weekly meeting. They're resisting the daily meeting for the interruption. They're resisting the weekly meeting for the structures of it, each of them wanting to get it right in different ways. And ultimately, the whole thing's going off, right? The book, our work lays it out pretty basic. Don't overcomplicate it, right? This makes a huge difference. Let's find the essential nature of a thing. What's the rhythm that needs to happen to operate your business well, to keep on the same page? And let's learn from other companies and what works and do that consistently again and again and again. That's great execution. That makes for a great meeting. So we want to do away with this, or we want to just deal with our desire that's rooted in fear, our tendency maybe, not the desire so much, rooted in fear about getting it right and screwing things up, and trust a proven process, trust a coach, trust your advisor, trust what so many companies before you have done. Put in the basic things like the weekly meeting, the daily huddles. Do it with the intention of the design, even if you add a little flavor to it, but set aside all that like angsting and worrying about getting it right and doing that kind of thing, and embrace easy, right? Take the struggle out of things. If you notice that any of the things, like the quarterly theme, is making you crazy, well, let's get to the heart of it. Let's figure out what is the intention of it. Let's make it easy. Let's make everything really easy. Let's make the customer interaction easy. Let's make the way you work easy, all of your processes. Let's make our vendor relationships easy. Let's make our employee relationships easy. Let's follow predictable things around the day, week, month, quarter, year. Right? Let's bring ease and frictionless into it. And let's set aside the tendency to overcomplicate, to worry about getting it right, to fuss over things that don't matter, to get ourselves into a whole neurotic little corner. Set all that stuff aside. Join me on Easy Street. I hope this is helpful in helping you scale up your company. I hope you can put this to work some way this week to make your life, your business, your team, all of that work a little bit easier. I think that's the ultimate leadership hack. Remove the friction. Focus on the value. Stop being neurotic. Pull out all the nonsense. Stop worrying about getting it right. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep scaling up. Talk to you again next time. Are you thinking about how to grow your business with near and offshore staffing, but you're also wanting to make sure that it's reliable, cost-effective, and really well done? I think Doxa Talent is the way to go. Here's why. They don't just fill your jobs. They bring integrity, top talent, and a people-first approach that's hard to find. I've known the people at Doxa Talent for over 20 years now, and I say that you can count on them. I have. Talk to Doxa Talent, and you won't be disappointed. Go to doxatalent.com/Bill G. Again, that's doxatalent.com/Bill G. One more time, doxatalent.com/Bill G. Check it out today.